Goodwin is here. Thank you for joining us. Welcome. And I think that takes us, do you want to go to number six then, the second century initiatives update? Okay.
Mr. Chairman, members of the commission, Secretary Hepler, Kevin Roblin here, Deputy Secretary with the Game Fish and Parks. It is my pleasure actually to announce our new Executive Director of the Second Century Habitat Fund Board and the Parks and Wildlife Foundation. And that new Executive Director is Lisa Wire. So Lisa, if you want to come up here. And Lisa comes from us from Sturgis, and she grew up on a family ranch there in the Sturgis area, and has been involved in state government, was a director for Department of Revenue, and we are very excited to have Lisa on board and taking the reins of both of these foundations. And with that, I'll have her give you an update. So thank you.
Thank you, Kevin. Good afternoon, commissioners. To give you an update on the Second Century Habitat Fund Board, since coming on board myself in mid-November, the organization has been very active, to be very honest. We held our first board meeting for 2020 on January 10th, so last Friday. At that meeting, we elected a new board president, which is Jim Skull from Rapid City. And the board made a very proactive decision to meet on a monthly basis for the next 6 months. And then following that, they would meet on a quarterly basis. So this is well above and beyond the two required annual meetings that is in the bylaws for the organization. So that's very exciting, being a new person coming on board and seeing the board of directors that wants to be very active and do great things. They know that there's a lot to do, so that is why they made this decision to have this many meetings. The work that needs to be done, just to let you know, is fundraising efforts. Obviously, we need dollars in our bank account to do many programs. Marketing of what our programs are and marketing of who the Second Century Habitat Fund Board is. And then, of course, to continue our program development. And then to give you an update, though, on the couple of programs that we do have active right now, the Working Lands Habitat Program has been gaining momentum. We have 28 landowners enrolled in the program. There's 1,700 acres enrolled into our 5,000-acre goal. And then we have paid out $257,519 to those enrollees in the program. As I had mentioned, we will start marketing and communication efforts on this program to gain even further enrollment to reach that 5,000-acre goal. Another program that the Second Century Habitat Fund Board is a partnership in is the Every Acre Counts program. This is a partnership with SDSU Extension Office. The overall goal of this program is to have 40,000 acres enrolled, which is 10,000 acres from each of the four specific targeted areas throughout South Dakota. We have truly made some progress in this program as well since I came on board. We made sure that we have some goals and objectives in place, because as I was going to come on board and report to the Second Century Habitat Fund Board, I knew that we had to have some goals and objectives that I could be measured against. I truly feel that you have to have some goals and be accountable to reaching those goals. So we do have those in place, which then makes it a responsibility that we get people actually enrolled in the program, and that's what we want to get done. One of the key components of the Every Acre Counts program is to assist with the funding for a precision ag conservation specialist position. And that person will be involved in the program to enter the data and to analyze that data for the landowners. So that is a update for you, the Second Century Habitat Fund Board. So I'd be happy to answer any questions if you would have any.